A person who married an almona cannot have the relations for the first time on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the same thing applies for Grusha. Why? Because if the woman is a Ba'ula, she already had relations with somebody prior to the marriage, so the way he gets his chus for inheritance and for her work is through the Bia, not through the Chuppah. In other words, by Basula, the Kenyan is through the Chuppah. By Ba'ula, the Kenyan is through the Bia, and therefore that should not be done on Shabbos. Shavuot brings, and Ibn Ezra we see that even if he did not do the actual Bia, as long as he had a Yichud that was royal Bia, they were misyafin in a private place, then it also helps. And that many poskims hold that way. So therefore, if he's marrying a almona, as long as they went to the Cheder Yichud before Shabbos, and she was Tahira, she wasn't in either, so it was a chuppah, a royal Bia, that's good enough. And then afterwards, they can have the first Bia on Shabbos itself. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you married a Besula, so over there, chuppah does help. He says, there are opinions that say that a chuppah is not enough. He says, as long as there was some type of yichud, they were together in a private room, even if it wasn't 100% private, or they weren't allowed to be together, for example, she was a nida, that's good enough for this din also, because the might of the fact they're in a private room together, which belongs to him, that is enough for this kinyan, the kol ha'shitas.